I still remember the first time that I set foot in Giovanni's room, the beloved LGBT bookstore that recently closed its doors this past May. It was 1981, the year that I came out. I was in my early 20s when I first entered Giovanni's room, the gay and lesbian beacon on the corner of 12th and Pine Streets in Center City, Philadelphia. The store was founded in 1973. The storefront was a rare and welcome presence for gay men and lesbians like myself, who came out in a hostile time before the television shows Will and Grace and Ellen. But after the Stonewall Gay Liberation Riots in 1969, which meant that gay bookstores and gay, lesbian, and women's presses were in existence, gay marriage was just a glimmer in the eyes of our forebears such as Gertrude and Alice, and still way in the future for us. Stepping into Giovanni's room felt like an act of courage. Years later, I stood in the long line that went up the narrow staircase to the second floor where Rita Mae Brown was signing her books. I arrived upstairs just in time to hear Rita Mae ask Ed Hermance, the owner, how many rocks had been thrown through his door window over the years. As I recall, it was a high number. On that first visit to Giovanni's room in 1981, I bought a book about Sojourner Truth, the African-American abolitionist born in slavery, and women's rights activist. The book, in many ways, was a safe pick for me. If I ran into someone on the street and they asked me where I had been, I could be honest and say Giovanni's room, which was a feminist bookstore, too. But Sojourner Truth had been an important figure in history and someone who gave me courage in my young life. After my first trip to Giovanni's, it was easier to go back. Inside the walls of that corner city house turned bookstore, I found a community of past and present. It was where I heard activists and authors of all types speak. And it was where I became most intimately acquainted with James Baldwin, whose pioneering novel, Giovanni's Room, the store was named for, Willa Cather, Sappho, of course, and so many others. Giovanni's was a place where I came to find myself as a lesbian and as an author. I had been writing since childhood and began taking it seriously at the age of 29, the same age that Gertrude Stein was when she started writing as a daily practice. When I began to get published in journals and anthologies, I would come into the store and find myself on the shelves. When a small press began publishing my chapbooks, they were in the poetry section. I was part of many readings at Giovanni's over the years, but that is not what I remember most. Ed and I would often talk when I came into the store, and he would always let me know when a new book had come out that I would be interested in, including a new translation of Sappho and a collection of James Baldwin's letters. It was more than just good business. Ed really cared. One of the people we both cared about was Toni Brown, the late poet, who worked at Giovanni's room for a stint when she first moved to Philadelphia from Amherst, Massachusetts. Toni died unexpectedly at the age of 55. I had a very large print from a photograph that I had taken of Toni, made for her memorial service in April 2008. The photograph was displayed on the stage of the Painted Bride Art Center, where the memorial was held. Toni was a tall African-American woman about the same height as I. The service was packed with a diverse crowd. I remember standing on the stage talking to Ed Hermance, both of us crying and me handing him the photograph after the service. He displayed it in the store for a time on the wall behind the cash register. I remember thinking that I could walk into Giovanni's room at any time and see Toni. Losing Giovanni's room is in many ways similar to losing a good friend. It was a place that contained our history as a movement, as a people. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.